Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show.
This is Chantel, and she is going to educate us because she just got an education, at least in one area of infidelity.
Okay.
Code of Ethics of Infidelity. Good morning, Chantel.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm good.
So you accidentally found yourself on a date with a married guy a couple days ago.
100% innocent, yeah.
How does that even happen?
I met him at a charity function, and then he emailed me and asked me to go out to lunch. I didn't really remember who he was when I first met him, so, you know, he claims he wears his ring, but the day we went out, he wasn't wearing it, ironically. So, you know, I met him for lunch, and it just kind of came up in conversation, like kind of 20 minutes into the date. 30 minutes into the date.
And did he like slip up and say something like "we," or did he straight up come out and say, "Look, you know,
no.
I'm married"? Right?
He was very honest about it, which is why I was so intrigued. Because normally, I mean, I would have just got up and left. Like, I don't have time for that kind of stuff, you know.
So he starts out talking about the date, and then just straight up says, "I'm married."
No, it was like 20 minutes into it, the conversation was good, you know, I was kind of like, you know, he was really nice. There was an overtone of arrogance to it. I will start by saying that, like, you know, he was pretty big-headed, I guess. But we started talking, and, you know, he's like late 40s or so, and I asked him if he had children. And he, you know, goes on to talk about his children. He's kind of bragging about them, you know, like a good father does. And then he said, "You know I'm married, right?" And I just kind of sat back, and I was like, no, he assumed that I knew that he was married.
Now, did he assume that because you guys had met before and he maybe thought that he covered that ground with you before?
I think so. Or he thought that maybe one of his friends mentioned it to me, or I don't know what he thought. But he acted like he thought that I knew he was married. Mm-hmm. And I absolutely did not know it because I never would have gone out with him.
And so you're out on this date with this guy and he tells you that. And then there's the shocking code of ethics part of this whole thing.
Pretty funny because he said, "You know, I'm married, right?" And I said, "No." And then I kind of sat back and crossed my arms because I was thinking, why, you know, my first reaction was, okay, I'm going to get up and leave. But then I was so intrigued because he went on to tell me that he actually invited me to lunch to see if I was a fitting suitor for his mistress, like if I was going to be his mistress. And he actually used that word, mistress, which I thought was kind of funny.
So you were sort of on an interview. It was like an interview date.
Exactly. It was an interview. And I said, "Does your wife know I'm here?" And he was like, "No." And so he went in to tell me that he got busted for an affair 10 years ago. And that after the affair was out, it kind of, his marriage changed for the better, and it was great for 5 years. And then all of a sudden his wife lost interest in sex. So my response to that was, well, she's probably, you know, sleeping with someone else. You know, because if you haven't had sex in 5 years, he was like, no, I know that's not the case, yada, yada. So, you know, then I just kind of started to ask him questions. And at one point I sat back and I had my arms crossed and I was really intrigued by this. And he said, "I don't like your body language right now." And I was like, "I don't like the fact that you're married." So then he kind of said, you know, "Well, let me just tell you." He goes, "I'll be very upfront." He said, "I don't, you know, fool around on my mistress."
I don't fool around on my mistress.
Yeah, he said he doesn't have the energy to be husband, boyfriend, and player.
So, but he's okay with husband and boyfriend.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what he said.
So he only has energy for two women is what he's saying, and he would be completely faithful to you.
Yeah, he said he doesn't mess around on his mistress. Yeah, he would be completely faithful.
What was your response to that?
I was so intrigued. I kind of chuckled, and I said, you know, I've heard of guys like you, but I've never actually met one. And he didn't like that one bit. He goes, what do you mean? And I was like, you should go on the radio.
It's like seeing an albino animal. I've often heard about an albino horse. I've never seen one.
Sasquatch.
It's beautiful.
He was very like forthcoming with his, you know, this is the way it is. I keep somebody on the side. And I was a little offended that he would think I would be that girl, I guess. But I think that there's, you know, different strokes for different folks. I mean, there's probably a lot of women out there that kind of dig this kind of thing.
So he was saying you that in essence that you should trust him. Because he can be loyal to you even though he
That's
is cheating
right.
on his wife. But you should trust him in this area.
Exactly. Mm. That I, you know, he's a good guy and he's a good father.
Stand-up guy, yeah.
Yeah, actually, I forgot. I actually asked him if he brought his mistress around his kids, and he said that he has in the past.
He has?
Yeah, he took him to a carnival and said, this is my friend, whoever. I mean, he didn't mention any name.
Wow.
I know. I couldn't believe that. You know, those kids are going to grow up thinking that that's just kind of like the norm.
I can't believe you started out this conversation saying there was a slight air of arrogance.
I know. Sure, I take that back. But he was really nice. I mean, you know, smart guy, whatever.
Do you, do you think you'll see him again?
Absolutely not. In fact, I told him on the date, I said, you know, I can't see you anymore like this. And he said, well, how do you know I want to see you again? That's awfully presumptuous. And I told him, I'm a presumptuous person.
Wow. That was kind of a bold statement on your part. I mean,
why'd you have to be so confident?
Yeah. I mean, seriously, think about it. There's all these women in Atlanta, and only one gets to be his mistress, and you're going to walk in there saying, oh, hey, it's me. What's up? I'm all that.
Chantel, you have really turned out to be an arrogant bitch.
Yeah. Maybe you need to put yourself in check.
Do you think that his wife is aware of what's going on and she's just okay with it?
He told me that he thinks that she has a clue, what is what he said, and that but she lives a very comfortable lifestyle, and you know, there's the kids, so that's why she probably sticks around.
Look, we've talked to 100 women like this, right? That say that they know that their husbands are out there doing what they're going to do, but they turn the other cheek because they are trying to keep it together for the family, and there are financial reasons also for keeping it together.
Yeah, I mean, I happen to know he's pretty well to do. He has a high profile job.
Hey, Jade. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, Bert Show. How are you?
Hola.
I think it would be hysterical to set this guy up and have his wife walk in and just totally bust him.
I don't know if I want to be responsible for that.
No, you don't. Not with what he does.
No, really? He's like a high-powered dude?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, and there's children involved, too.
Yeah.
And you never know what their arrangement is. She may be well aware of what he's doing because women aren't stupid. She's not stupid. And if she and her husband haven't slept together in 5 years.
Yeah, come on.
Come on.
Right.
Some women,
she's
though,
not stupid,
are...
and guys aren't that smart. Like, they're not as stealth as they think. They are not as stealth. And I also think that your first comment, Chantel, is like the wife is probably sleeping with someone else, too.
Right.
I mean,
he was naive. He didn't think that was possible.
Not. Well,
are there people listening right now that really think that you guys are in relationships with each other and you've gone longer than a year without sex with each other and it's not sort of assumed that you're having sex with other people?
Oh, I mean, Oprah just did a whole show on sexless marriages. I mean, there's plenty of people who are married with each other and completely functioning as roommates. We've talked about that on our show before.
But
when you say a sexless marriage, you're talking about sex with each other. Most of those people that are in sexless marriages, I'm assuming, are having sex with other people.
Right.
Maybe not. I mean, I blacklight the rug under the guy's computer.
Ew. Yeah, thanks, Chantel. Bye.
Just being real.
The Bert Show.